Thank you and welcome back. As we just mentioned in the weather forecast, we're going to get a little rain today. Maybe for some, very little. For others, up to a half inch. North Dakota State climatologist Daryl Richeson.
I would say the entire state of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota will get some rain. The one exception would be the Highway 85 corridor in the far western part of the state. So Bowman up to Williston, probably not getting much. But once you get a little bit east of there, it will rain then throughout the rest of the area. It just would be a matter of how much. Best areas might actually be central North Dakota for the highest totals. And here in the east, you know, it's going to vary widely. I think a lot of folks will get somewhere, you know, in the quarter to three quarters of an inch, you know, so maybe, you know, the Red River Valley might, you know, quote unquote, average around a half an inch. But, you know, it's going to be highly variable as it usually is with rain. And then most folks, if it slows your planting down, because, you know, a lot of folks are still planting, you know, the positive is, you know, next week really looks hot. By where we've been, some 80s, and this rain is really, you know, going to be a far more of a positive than I think slowing some people down for a little bit on planting, because it's going to dry up pretty quick, I think, next week with the warmer temperatures. So, like you said, rain is a good thing. This, you know, you kind of haven't noticed probably a lot of folks because this month has been, for the most part, so cold. Mm-hmm. But boy, it has really been dry this month. This is our second wettest month of the year, and most folks have had less than half an inch this month so far. The western part of the state, you know, the term drought gets used quite a bit maybe it shouldn't be. But no doubt Highway 85 corridor, you know, Bowman up to Williston, you know, the counties that border Montana, for the most part, are pretty dry. I mean, they did get rain this weekend, which was a big benefit. Some areas, yeah, I understand, didn't get much, but, you know, even 0.2 inch is something. Mm. And, you know, the last couple of days, yesterday and today, there's some rain showers out there. And if you look at Andon, you will notice that, you know, there's been, you know, some areas getting a tenth or two. And they'll get a little bit, but that's the area that I think once we get into early June, you'll start seeing more widespread, say, D1, D2 categories. Out of, you know, it goes to four out in western North Dakota, because, again, it just doesn't look very promising for the next couple, 3 weeks for that part of the state, unfortunately for them.
We are coming up on June, severe weather month here in North Dakota. And June 2025 seemed like lots of tornadoes.
Yeah, but almost all of them were in central and western North Dakota. You know, the Red River Valley had a very quiet on severe weather year last year. Yeah, I understand Enderlin people. Everyone's going to scream Enderlin at me, but that was the only one. What we had that derecho in June at the wind, but even that didn't hit the valley all that hard in comparison to other areas. So don't get me wrong, we have severe weather every year, but really, you know, eastern North Dakota, east of Highway 281, really it was not very busy last year. Most of it was, you know, central and western North Dakota, you know, for those high count numbers. But, you know, again, the correlation with us is rain is severe weather, because almost all of our rain in June and July comes from severe weather. You don't get it in your backyard. I understand that. But the complex, I mean, it came from severe weather. So I think this summer is going to be drier than last summer. So in theory, then you should get, you know, a little bit less severe weather. But June is our big month of severe weather. Okay. And so that's when it really starts. I don't see any severe weather from this rain tomorrow night into Saturday morning. And then, you know, after that, we're almost into June. And, you know, we're going to get some. We do even in the driest of summers. But again, my hunch is it'll be drier than last summer, therefore probably less severe weather than we had last year. Again, I can't emphasize enough, western North Dakota might have a really tough summer, and I hope I'm wrong. And here in the east, you know, it will, you know, see how some of things, you know, I think this rain coming Friday night into Saturday morning, even if you kind of curse it when it falls, you're going to be thankful for it by the middle of next week. Because, you know, again, I think a lot of people just, I'm one of them, to be honest. You know, you just forget how incredibly dry this month has been because it's been so cold. And the positive of the cold, of course, is less evaporation. So we're not feeling the impacts of how dry this month has been because it's been so cold this month.
But how about this weekend, Daryl? A holiday weekend.
Boy, Sunday and Monday look really good. And all the services on Monday morning, sometimes are really, really cold and chilly. Because Memorial Day looks so warm, those morning services look really, really good. It won't be quite so chilly this year. Saturday, we have that rain Friday night. I think most of Saturday will be dry, but it's probably still only in the 60s. But it's not awful, especially by this spring's standards. But again, Sunday and Monday, about as nice of 2 days for a Memorial Day weekend as you can get. I'm looking forward to it myself.
And that makes all of us. This is Inside Agriculture. I'll be right back.